Over the years, scientists have learned more about the blue crab than about pretty much any other species that lives in the Chesapeake Bay. Yet they were still surprised when millions of young blue crabs vanished in 2012, a year in which they were expecting a bumper harvest. Chesapeake correspondent Pamela D'Angelo reports that the scientists became detectives, but that they still have not solved the mystery.
Every winter since 1990, scientists dredge hibernating crabs from the muds of the Chesapeake Bay to check in on the population. In 2011, they estimated an astounding 800 million crabs, the most in nearly 20 years. Some 600 million were juvenile crabs that would be ready for harvest by the summer of 2012. Then, they disappeared.
We had two general ideas as to what might have happened to them. The first one is that they weren't really there, that somehow the survey was wrong. And the second idea was they were really there, but something caused them to die at unexpectedly high rates.
Tom Miller is a professor at Chesapeake Biological Lab. He built a chronology using data from all around the bay. The main suspect, the Winter Dredge Survey, was cleared, leaving Miller with no smoking gun and no bodies. But he was able to piece together where they might have disappeared.
In the southern regions, it was a perfectly normal year. But there was something odd from the middle of the bay north going on that was causing an unusually high mortality or unusually low survival of crabs between the winter of 2012 and the late summer.
Across the bay, Rom Lipsius, Miller's opposite number at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, is looking at what he considers the number one suspect, red drum. In 2012, as the juvenile blue crab population hit historical highs, so did red drum.
So they can be voracious predators, and in some cases, large red drum can have upwards of 100 or more juvenile crabs in a single fish.
On the York River, three young VIM scientists collect samples of juvenile crabs by vacuuming them up. They're small enough to fit in a tablespoon. Mandy Bromelo, one of Lipsius's students, tethers them to a pipe, much like that poor goat in Jurassic Park. She uses a GoPro to record what eats them, which is mainly other crabs. About an hour from VIMS, Mike Croxton and his wife Tammy are unloading bushel baskets of crab. The 2012 mystery, well, it's history. So far this year, crabs have been plentiful. Like blue crabs, watermen are becoming rare.
I tell you what, last time I was down there at this museum, I saw Edward Painter on the wall.
Okay.
And a lot of them old fellas ain't seen any of this.
Croxton's 79-year-old father, Big Mike, has worked the water since he was 12. Like most watermen, he knows nature and its cycles and can usually predict where the crabs will be. But
every time you think you got them figured out, in my experience, was they make a fool out of you every time.
And Tom Miller.
And just when you think you understand, nature can throw a curve and remind you that you're not quite as smart as you think you are.
Lipsius makes projections, not predictions, about blue crabs.
The mystery continues. We can identify the most likely causes, but we'll never really know for sure. It's not unlike, you know, will we ever really know whether or not OJ did it?
Scientists' findings are due out at the end of this year. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.